Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman eyeing another playoff run after the first signing day of the cycle there. They did very well there, too. And he was asked about the rumors he could be in the running to be the Giants head coach when he joined the New York Post podcast.
The gratitude you have for one even being mentioned by an organization like that, you know, I got a lot of respect for all NFL teams, but you know, the history of the Giants is tremendous. But it's gratitude for me. It reminds me of the honor that I have to be in the position I have, you know, and I've said that before. I use that to remind myself of the gratitude that I have for this position, because you wouldn't have said that statement if I didn't have this job and we weren't having success.
So there's a few things here. Schefter also put him on the list of, you know, there's no it guy this offseason, but he thinks Marcus Freeman could be it.
Okay.
There's a big part of me that thinks his agent's just trying to get him the money that Brian Kelly left on the table when Marcus Freeman first got the gig. But is Marcus Freeman to the Giants a smart hire?
So first off, that was a I'm happy to be nominated type speech if I've ever heard one. So that was really interesting. So what he should do, though, is obviously you play out the leverage. You're not going to the Giants. That's not something I wouldn't leave that job if I was Marcus Freeman at that point for the Giants. But I would leave it for the Steelers. And so, like, if the Steelers job opened up and the job security attached to the Steelers job, that would be the move, and I would wait. I would wait, if I was Marcus Freeman, for that one to appear. And that one might not even be this offseason. That one might have to be next offseason.
The only job I'm leaving for if I'm Marcus Freeman. Because, again, you're just sitting in such a good position there, having Notre Dame in the playoffs. It wouldn't surprise me if Notre Dame ends up in it, but wins the national championship. This feels like a wide open year unless Ohio State or Indiana can just, unless they really are just that better, much better than everybody else. I think it's more even keel on the field, but I would only leave for a proven quarterback. I would leave for an Allen, a Mahomes, a Lamar, that kind of thing.
What makes it nice is, and this why the Steelers are in my list here, is because the Steelers just don't fire coaches. Yeah. So, like, you have that job, and you're guaranteed. That's the only job in the NFL you can go to where you're like, I got at least a 10-year runway to start, because the Rooney family just will not fire you. So, like, that's the only reason why I'd lean towards that. As of right now, I don't know if, like, if Cincinnati opened up and Joe Burrow's there, that would be another job. We can play in that type of scenario. Your premise is right in the idea that you have to have a Ben Johnson to the Bears type setup, though. It's got to be a quarterback that either you really strongly believe in or people as recently as a year ago really strongly believed in order to make that move. But you're leaving at a high. That's the beautiful thing. You leave Notre Dame on a high, and then it's so much easier to come back to the college game. If you leave once it starts to seem like it's slipping, and it will eventually, then you run the risk of people just thinking you're not very good at this whole thing. All right, ESPN came out with 5 trades involving Giannis that could actually happen. The problem with the Giannis conversation is too many people, the way the aprons have been set up and the way the rules have been set up, it's almost impossible to be able to like really find real trades that actually work. ESPN, I give them credit. They did the work on this one. Smart people at ESPN got trades that actually work. So I'm going to give you these trades.
Okay.
If they involve a bunch of trades or a bunch of picks, excuse me, unless they're notable, I'll just give you the highlighted version, okay?
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you the scrubs or anything else involved, all right? Hawks are team number one. Giannis goes to Atlanta. The Bucks get Trae Young and four first-round picks,
okay,
including a 26, 27, 29, and 2031 first-rounder. Would you make that move?
I'd seriously consider it because those latter half second-rounders, Giannis isn't... I don't think with Giannis, I don't think he's going to be able to be Giannis until he's like 37 or 38.
I think, oddly enough, this is the one move out of these five where I look at it and say, I think both sides win this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Atlanta gets on the better end of this because you get Giannis.
And you get out of Trae Young.
And I think Milwaukee ends up, you get Trae Young and you get four first rounders. So yeah. I think Milwaukee ends up in a pretty good spot. Milwaukee needs, they're going to need picks after Giannis. That's the reality.
Yep.
Next one is Houston. Giannis and another Antetokounmpo goes, and then you get Şengün and Fred VanVleet and a 2027 first rounder.
I mean that's in terms of like a guy that can come in and be the cornerstone of your franchise. I think Şengün is a hell of a get.
Here's where I think this one actually. I think if you're Houston, I have worries if you do this. Okay,
Durant and Antetokounmpo.
You just become really old.
Yeah,
you're a young team now, and you just become really, really old really quickly. I don't know that I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I thought the Durant trade was stupid. But from the Milwaukee side, Şengün, yeah, that's good.
You have the best offense in the league right now, yeah, in Houston. I'm going to roll the dice with that while getting in considerably older. I don't know that I go that way. The Knicks, Giannis, and then the Bucks get Karl Anthony Towns, and then what turns out to be four first round picks.
Yeah, because I think Kat steps in, it's a good player, and four first rounders is a hell of a lot of first rounders.
Yeah, Cat seems like the right trade back in this. I think this one works for the Bucks side, or for the Knicks side. And it satisfies what you'd want in the Atlanta deal as well. It is what it is. All right, Spurs. Bucks get Castle, Harrison Barnes, Kelly Olynyk, and then three first-rounders.
Yeah, I'd do that too if I was Milwaukee. I mean, I think that's a great trade.
I think Giannis and Wemby would be an awesome basketball what happens.
For two full years.
It's all we're going to get.
Yep.
That's all we're going to get.
Maybe 3 years.
But for that stretch, that is going to be how do we make this work? And we know it will, but how do we make this work? Last one is the Warriors. The Bucks get Draymond, Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and then four first rounders.
I don't like any of those players.
Well, it's kind of like some of the other ones we've talked about where it's like, it's not even about the player, I guess. In this instance, it's more about the four first rounders.
Yeah, but that's at least like, okay, I get Şengün. That's a good basketball player.
But then Kuminga, you get a lot of, you get to basically find out if he could be something on his own.
You mean a guy that's been kicked out of the rotation about seven times now?
Again, you get to find out if he can, he has at certain points thrived. I would give him a chance.
The problem is he hasn't done it for a full year yet.
No, but this is the runway that he gets to have. That would be part of the idea here.
Ugh.
If you're Milwaukee.
Ugh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't those picks actually be more valuable, too, because of how old Steph is as well?
Yeah. Like
and
these
just
could
how
actually,
close he is to retirement
they could
at that
actually,
point?
They could actually turn into something, yes. You're not wrong about that.
They could also turn into nothing. Omaha! All right, I have a hypothetical trade for you. As the winter meeting's getting ready to come up here, the Guardians apparently listening to offers for Stephen Kwan.
Okay, we're, yeah.
And they also, have you heard about this? They're really keen to upgrade their offense. But I don't remember the nerd's name, but he's a baseball writer, said Brendan Donovan.
Okay, Brendan Donovan has been in every trade proposal for the Guardians for 3 weeks now.
Lars Nootbaar and Jojo Romero.
Okay.
And you give up Parker Messick, Angel Genoa, and Matt Wilkinson, a.k.a. Tugboat!
So this is why you guys were talking about Nootbaar in the back. I said to myself, I said, we've had the Donovan discussion for like 3 weeks. I said, I knew Nootbaar got thrown in. I didn't know if somebody was throwing that in there or you guys in the back were just throwing in there. No, it's not enough for me. No, not enough power in any equation that we're talking about here. Donovan's going to hit you 10 home runs. Nootbaar's going to hit you 10 to 15 home runs.
Hasn't Donovan hit more than 10 home runs? Hadn't he been close to 15 to 20? Nootbaar, you're right on.
I think he hit 10 last year, did he not? I'd have to
Nootbaar,
pull
you're spot on. I think Nootbaar's,
yeah, he had 10 last year.
Nootbaar's career, what's Donovan's career? Or Donovan's career high?
14 in 2024.
Oof, okay. But Nootbaar, yeah, I think Nootbaar's career high is like 15 as well. I think my bigger problem is who's going to be the righty in your lineup? Like Donovan, Nootbaar, Kwan, Nolan Jones, Bo Naylor, Kyle Manzardo, Schneeman, Valera, CDL. Like that's nine potential left. Is David Fry going to carry the load there?
Yeah, that's Hosey? Tough. Donovan's always tricky, too, because he fields right-handed, but he bats left-handed, yeah. And so people always forget that. Yeah, no, it's tough.
I also just don't love the idea of...
I just don't like it is the point of that.
I think the other problem is Donovan's a real... I actually think he's a fine baseball player.
He seems perfectly Guardians, if I can say that.
If you could do a lesser trade for Nootbaar, he's a bounce-back candidate in center field, and that would make it easier to trade Stephen Kwan... And maybe bring in right-hand pop with that.
I just feel like I have a lot of people that maybe aren't the level of Donovan. But like we've done this with like it seems like every year for the previous 4 or 5 years, the Guardians have somebody that is like that player that can plays three different positions, four different positions, doesn't hit many home runs, and is a fine baseball player, all things considered. But there's nothing truly special there.
I will say the Guardians, in my opinion, have done a little too much of, hey, this guy's never done anything in baseball at the major league level.
Yeah,
and we're just going to give him the runway to play right field or left field.
And the problem with that is they never fix these guys.
Yes.
Like they never actually get them to a spot. This is the problem I've had with a couple of the discussions where we brought up different Guardians players or potential Guardians players. It's like we can't think of even the best version of them because the Guardians haven't shown us they get anybody to the best version of them offensively.
But I think Daniel Schneeman deserves a real chance to become the everyday second baseman. I think you give him the first 60 games of this next year to play every day. I don't know he can do it, but that guy plays hard. That guy plays good defense. He's a lefty with some pop. I think if he played every day, I think he could be a 20 home run hitter. And honestly, I just think he's the kind of guy you got to reward. That is a fringy prospect who has turned into a really good platoon player. And I love the grit, man. I do.
I like Schneeman. I like watching him play. Yeah. He's a fun player.
And he'd be a really good. He is a really good second baseman.
All right, Ole Miss AD Keith Carter is disputing several claims by Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's been on this tour basically saying that his version of the exit to LSU is way different than what Keith Carter is saying it is. Carter says that when Kiffin announced a lot of things publicly that are totally inaccurate or totally aren't accurate. One of those, though, is the idea that he would be able to play in the college football or coach in the college football playoff. Whereas Keith Carter's like, no, that was never an option. That's not, we never discussed that. That was never on the table. And I don't know why Lane, when we first talked about this 4 weeks ago, it was never something that could have legitimately been on the table anyway. They did discuss if they made it to the SEC title game, whether or not he could coach that. But he says ultimately he wouldn't have let him do that either.
I just think, for all this stuff about what a loudmouth Lane is and what a troll is, Ole Miss won't shut the hell up about Lane Kiffin either.
I think they understand their moment in the spotlight is fading.
Yeah,
I didn't realize what a tension. Use whatever word you want after that to be. We've used a lot of them this week. I didn't realize what a tension people they were.
Yeah, and I don't really care for this Keith Carter guy. Listen, if the locker room didn't want Lane to coach in the playoffs...
Is it the double first name that's throwing you off?
It's not great. Also, his name's Keith Carter. He just seems like a guy I wouldn't care for. Right?
Like name alone?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just seems like a sim name. It's not a real name.
Yeah.
Madden created this name.
Now, Kevin Carter...
This is a make-a-player name.
That's a real football player. That's a real man. Keith Carter?
Joe Carter. Baseball player.
I wouldn't let Keith Carter do my taxes. My taxes really aren't that complicated.
I'm not that picky.
Yeah.
I don't make that much money,
and I pay a lot of taxes.
That picky with my tax guy.
That is Quick Hits. When we come back, Joshua Perry, NBC Sports college football analyst, will talk Ohio State, Indiana. We'll also talk the big conference title weekend ahead in the coaching market in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.